This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese, and I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our top leaders here in the South Florida community. And as you know, this is the last weekend of Women's History Month. And I am fortunate to have a good friend of mine who is on this calendar and taking full advantage of this opportunity. And I'm going to go by Destiny, just recently got married. So I know it's Destiny De Jesus, but I'll let Destiny tell you if she would like to use her new married name and go forward from there. Go ahead, Destiny.
Yes. So my new married name is Destiny Carey. So yes, we'll have to all get used to that, including myself. But I am very proud to be Destiny Carey.
So Destiny, tell us a little bit about your background. You know, my audience doesn't know who you are. So please share with us your background.
Yeah. So I am originally from New York. I moved here about 15 years ago, which time flies because you have to kind of take a step back and say, whoa, it's been 15 years. And I came down here to work in the nonprofit industry. And I spent a few years in the nonprofit industry until I ventured off into sales. And that's what I do full time in my career. I have a sales opportunity, a sales position. And then, you know, I started my own nonprofit here in the South Florida area. And that's what I'm excited to tell everyone about today.
So tell us about your nonprofit.
Absolutely. So my nonprofit organization is called Black Invest Her, and it is a community building wealth for women of color and learning how to build generational wealth. And, you know, I came across this opportunity by mistake. I was actually just hanging out with girlfriends, you know, and telling them my daughter's birthday party is coming up. And instead of buying a gift, I want you guys to invest in her 529 or her UTMA account. And the questions started pouring in. I'm sorry, what? 529, UTMA account. What are we talking about here? How we do that? How do we do one for our kids? And what seemed like common sense to me I started realizing that women in my community, educated women of color who are CEOs and therapists and attorneys and, you know, amazing careers, don't have financial education on how to build wealth, right? Anything outside of a 401k, we don't have that information. And then I started thinking about it and I'm like, well, how did I learn? Well, I self-taught myself. I started reading. I started listening to YouTube videos. I started, you know, researching and really diving into the information so that I could understand how to work my money. And it turned into me having a passion about talking about it and a passion about bringing this information to our community. So I've been on a mission to encourage and inspire other women of color to, you know, become more financially savvy and understand the market and understand, you know, what these accounts are, how to start them, and, you know, just how to get started, because that's the first part.
Okay, I like that, and getting everybody engaged. How is it going, though? I mean, I know we got a lot of women, and they probably are trying to line up, but they don't know you're out here. So help us how we're going to get in contact with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first thing I would encourage everyone to do is to go to my website, blackinvesther.net, and you can subscribe to our newsletter where you will find out about different events that we do have here in the community, different partnerships that we kind of go into in the community. You can also follow us on Instagram at blackinvesther. Again, we'll post different events that we've had. So far, we've had about 4 different events. One where we learned how to negotiate our salaries, because women of color, about 80% of them are leaving money on the table by not negotiating their salaries. So we're just simply scared to do it. And sometimes we're just happy to be in the room, right? Happy to get the opportunity and not realizing how we deserve to be in the room and how we should be getting paid top dollar, because we are in the room and we are going to give an enormous amount of work to different organizations. So really negotiating our salaries, that was a huge event. We had a wonderful turnout. And I'm happy to say that I actually was in the community recently, and a woman came up to me and said, I got $10,000 more. And I'm like, yes, go girl, do it, go for it. So that impact alone is worth it.
Okay, so we know that you got started. So how many people started, and where are you today?
So we got started, I mean, just me and a girlfriend kind of said, let's just go out there and do it. As of right now, we have 30 members who are part of Black Investor in our membership. So that's pretty awesome. And we're looking to continue and keep growing. We're only a year old, and there's lots of room for growth. There's lots of room to continue the mission. And at the end of the day, it's really not about ourselves. It's about how many people we can impact. We're looking forward to providing information to our community, as well as we're looking forward to simply hearing what you want to learn about. What's interest you? You know, I've had women come to me and say, I want to learn options, girlfriend. I'm like, all right, let's get somebody to come in here and talk to us about how we can invest in options. Because there are so many different components to building financial wealth. I think we sometimes forget that, right? I think we sometimes just think about the stock market and the 401k, and that's kind of where it ends. But building wealth is so much bigger than that. And it can start with having a life insurance policy and having a policy that's not just term, right? Having a policy that you can actually borrow off of. You know, things like that are important to diversifying our portfolios. And that can mean, again, owning your home. That's something a part of your portfolio. That's your real estate. Having life insurance policies. Not only do I have a life insurance policy for myself, but I have a life insurance policy for my 9-year-old daughter. And that policy allows her to borrow off of it when she becomes an adult. So setting up not only yourself, but your children, your nieces, your nephews for financial success is important. And there are so many avenues and so many roads that we can take to get to the final destination. And my goal is to just inform women about those roads.
Well, you're taking full advantage of this podcast to help generate some opportunities from that end. And now I'm going to digress, but I'm going to still keep you focused. You went into the finance side of Invest Her, but now I understand you're getting into the technology end with AI. Can you help a brother out?
Yeah. So as we know, AI is, I mean, you just can't get away from it at this particular point. It's booming. So I actually took a gamble on myself, right? And I've been in the ed tech space for 10 years now, selling to K-12 school districts. And I just decided to take a leap of faith. And now I'm at a startup company. And we sell to both K-12 and the higher education space. But we sell an AI platform that really helps students and professors use AI with fidelity. Because that's the key, right? We know that everybody is eventually going to be using AI in some capacity. But how do we use it with academic integrity? And how do we use it to, and with professional integrity as well, right? Because I use AI in my professional space, whether it be for sending emails out to the Black investor community, or whether it be sending emails out to my current customers and client base, because I want to make sure those emails sound like myself, one, but I also want them to sound professional. I want to make sure I'm getting all my points across, and AI can help you do that. But how do you do it in a way, like I said, that would completely have academic integrity and professional integrity? So that's a space that I'm now getting into professionally and personally as well.
I'm glad to hear that. That sounds like you're in the right direction and moving forward. So my next question is more on the lines of, where do you see your business in the next 3 months, 3 days, or 3 years, you know, because it sounds like you're on a growth pattern, and I like to hear that. But, you know, I know my audience and listeners are entrepreneurs as well, and they want to try to find out exactly what they can expect and how does that affect them.
Yeah. So in terms of Black Invest Her, you know, I'm really thinking long term, and the goal for me is, you know, not just 3 years, 5 years, but 10 years from now, where are we going with Black Invest Her? And I see us, you know, in 3 to 5 years having major, major conferences where we're getting, you know, huge speakers to come in and really talk to us about our finances and really encourage us and inspire us, because honestly, that's half the battle. I did have a working brunch once with Black Invest Her, where I had a therapist come in and talk about imposter syndrome, because a lot of women of color have imposter syndrome, right? We don't think we belong in the room. We don't think we can invest. We don't think we have enough. We're always just in our own heads. And that is half the battle of getting out your own head and moving forward and getting to the next step. And that's why I unapologetically have focused on women of color, for my, nonprofit organization, because I don't know if you know, David, but, women of color are the highest educated bracket of people in the United States of America.
Yes, yes. More doctors, more lawyers, and coming from HBCUs. That's what my data tells me.
But unfortunately, we have the least amount of wealth.
Exactly.
So we're in the bracket of being the most educated, but having the least amount of wealth. And that is a problem. Yes. And that is why I unapologetically am searching to help this bracket of women, this subgroup of people, because it is a group of people that I absolutely relate with as being a woman of color. But it is, you know, we need the most amount of help when it comes to our financial work. So my goal is to really build this organization in the next 3 to 5 years, so that we aren't here just in South Florida, but we are across the country really helping women of color understand their financial situations and they can invest for themselves.
So where's your pushback? Have you been getting pushback from the people of color? Have you found that they're not so eager to hear you or see what's going on?
I wouldn't necessarily say there's been pushback, because everybody that I sit down and have this conversation with is like, absolutely, yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Just finding the time, finding the balance of events, right, that people are actually interested in coming out to. I had an event where we talked about banking and talked about, you know, why it's important to learn how to bank appropriately and right and bank with the right banks. And, you know, what's the difference between online banking and banking brick and mortar, and just understanding banking in a sense. And the turnout wasn't as great, right? Because banking isn't sexy, but it's important. So that's the pushback that I'm finding, is trying to make financial education seem sexy, right? Making it seem like, hey, this is important. This is like, you know, it's like telling a student they got to go to school in the morning. They don't want to go, but is it important? Do they need to go? Yes. So just trying to find that balance, right, is what I am finding myself to be difficult. But at the end of the day, I know as a saleswoman, right, that consistency is half the battle. And just showing up the next day is half the battle. Just showing up here and being able to talk to you and to your community of individuals is half the battle. So here I am. I'm showing up, and I'm going to continue to be consistent, and it will pay off.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So when you're coming out with your book?
Thank you for that, David. It's been on my agenda for also a very long to actually be a published artist. So it's something that I do foresee in the next few years for myself. But patience is key. I'll be sure to let you know when I do come out. You'll be the first one to know, David.
Well, then I'll put you back on the podcast, you know, because now you got to talk about your book. So now one of my hosts, she's on this podcast as well, and she usually gets the fourth Saturday of the month, and it's called Ladies Talk Cyber. And she not only does cyber, but she talks about all that other technology, but she's also a mother. And she talks about the lifestyle of raising two daughters, single parent, and trying to make that all happen, because she has to deal with AI and all that other good stuff. So I know you probably have a few of your, not only listeners, but people that are in that group of the Invest Her that probably would like to learn more about how to do that as well. So after this, I will definitely talk to Latasha Butler and see if we can get you on for Ladies Talk Cyber. And so we can get more information. I think once you get the women engage, that's one of the most powerful groups of people that are working. And so I love to see what we can do from there. So,
absolutely.
You know, so I don't want to take up much more of your time, but I do want to get a good feeling of, you know, your new life. Where do you see that new life taking you? And do you feel that it's not only going to support Invest Her, but do you feel that you can get more from working with another person?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I am blessed enough to, again, be newly married and just absolutely, just head over heels in love and head over heels, just happy. And it, you know, I'm grateful to have an amazing spouse who supports me and who, is not intimidated by a woman's success and not intimidated by a woman with a ton of ambition. So that's been a blessing. It really has been. And I do think that that has helped me continue to stay motivated and continue to keep going on in my journey, because I do have somebody in my corner.
Well, that's good to know. So, you know, I'm feeling through. I want to thank you for being part of NSN. But can you explain to my listeners how valuable NSN was to helping you expand your growth?
Absolutely. So, and for those who don't know, NSN is the National Sales Network. It is an organization for originally for people of color in the sales industry. And originally it was for individuals in the medical sales industry. But since then, it has expanded to more than just people of color, one, but also to individuals in every sales industry across the country. And as you guys know, sales is the oldest profession in history, right? And there's so many things being sold, and I'm in tech sales, right? I'm selling an AI platform. I have a girlfriend who works for Salesforce and individuals who do work in the medical sales world. So honestly, it's been extremely beneficial to pick the brain of like-minded individuals who are trying to be successful in the space the same as you. And being in a minority in a space, most of us people of color are in a minority when it comes to the sales space. Every single job I've had in the sales industry, I've always been the only person of color on my team. So, you know, it's important to be able to see individuals like yourself in the space that you're in. And NSN has absolutely done that for me, encouraged me in this space, and has been able to show me where I want to go in this space. So I'm really excited about the work that I do for NSN, the partnerships that I've built. NSN has actually partnered with Black Investor to put on events. So NSN is just an absolutely amazing organization. And just, again, being a part of community organizations like NSN, like YPN of the Urban League, like BPN and Miami-Dade, those organizations really give you a platform and a embodiment of organizations that are that have like-minded people who are going for the same goals as you. And if you are somebody who just moved to South Florida, if you are somebody who's looking to engage with other professionals, those are organizations that you need to look at, because those help me in a tremendous way, just become social, just get out there, and really, really expand my career to where it's at today. So I highly, highly recommend those organizations.
Well, thank you for the plugs. I mean, my organizations will really thank you. I'm part of almost all of them. And even indirectly, I'm part of one of the others. So, you know, I feel good about knowing that I watched you grow and saw you from the time you came in and how that's been happening. Now I'm going to go a little political. With the fact that we've lost DEI and you as a Black investor, quote unquote, what do you see or how do you feel? Because I can see a lot of people not wanting to get engaged, good, bad, or indifferent, but they're concerned about what's going to affect their finances.
Absolutely. You know, that's on everybody's mind, right? And I think especially when you work for large corporations, it's something that is on your mind. But I'm actually extremely proud to work for a startup organization that is extremely diverse. And one of the things that we had immediately after the political climate changed was a meeting that said DEI is in our DNA. And that made me proud to work for the company that I work for. And sometimes, you know, a big word that I always use is just being unapologetic. And I think you have to unapologetically walk in the direction that you're going in and keep on walking. And, you know, if you start second guessing yourself or it won't turn out good for you in the long run. You know, you might run into speed bumps along the way, but keep going in the direction that you're going into. And if you can, try to work for organizations that support you, or try to build organizations that support what you want to support. With Black Investor, I am unapologetically helping the women of color for the reasons that I told you. I'm not going to stop my mission for anything else. Like, that's just what it is. And I feel strongly about helping women of color. And that's the direction that I'm going in.
Well, I knew this was going to happen. We've talked enough that we used enough time of information, education. And I just think that we can make a big difference in our community. So for my listeners, for those that are around us, and as we get now more into the video slash of the podcast, I definitely want to make sure that my listeners know how to reach you and all that good stuff that you gave us. And then also some events that you may be at that people can, you know, pull you to the side and just ask, hey, I want to know more about investing. I'm afraid to invest. I know that, you know, people have been burnt by it. I've seen the scams on, you know, Madoff and other people. How do we protect ourselves, and what do we have to do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, David, Glenn, and the entire team here, I thank you so much for your time today. I thank you for giving me this opportunity to get in front of your community and get in front of your audience. It has absolutely been phenomenal and inspiring, inspiring me to continue the movement, to continue to keep going. And, you know, I just thank you for that.
It was my pleasure. I'm very excited for that. And so let me just wrap it up and just come right out and say it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Destiny. Now, Destiny, you got to help me with your married name.
Carrie.
Okay.
Mariah.
Okay. Destiny Carrie, like Mariah. And I'm learning more and more. I used to know you as the other name, so I'm not going to use that. Going forward, we look forward to seeing you at another event. Hopefully, you can kind of reach out to my listeners, or we can find you on, like you said, on your platforms. I think you have a Facebook. I think you said Instagram. Are you on LinkedIn, by the way?
I am on LinkedIn. I am on LinkedIn still as Destiny De Jesus, but who knows, maybe by the time you find me on this podcast, it will be Destiny Carrie. But either way, take a look for me. I'm happy to connect and share information, or just have a cocktail with one of my fellow ladies and talk.
So I know this is going to happen because a lot of my listeners are married and they're doing business together. And now that you're in that same spot and going to be doing business with your significant other, I think it's going to be interesting to see what kinds of stories you can share with my audience, because I've got some good ones that I've had and we've recorded those. So you can understand some of the challenges. And I think just like Invest Her, I think you're going to find some of those same challenges, but we're looking forward to that challenge and to that opportunity. So again, I've been asked to ask you for your contact. I'm going to shut my mouth. Give it to us live. So we need the phone number. I need your email address. I need all that good stuff. And one more time for my listeners.
Absolutely. So you can email me at destiny@blackinvesther.net. You can also find our website, blackinvesther.net. And you can also find me on Instagram at blackinvesther.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a joy. It's been a pleasure. I hear your passion.
Always
I love mine. It. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I can't wait to see you again. And we can sit back and really see how we can grow this. Because like I said, it was just a radar on my radar screen, but at a low end. Now that blip has become bigger. And because of what you're doing, yes. And how you're going to get that across, I think it's not just limited to the women environment, but also to the guys. I think it's important that we kind of know what's what. So again, thank you for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. You've been listening to Destiny Mariah. Destiny Carrie, like Mariah Carrie. And she's been the CEO of Invest Her. Please check her out. Do all that's necessary. And we look forward to you guys listening to us next week when we'll have another community leader on our podcast. Goodbye for now.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese. That's spelled DAVIPNREECE at email.com. See you next time.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business everywhere.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.